In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal in New York City. So, Amazon.com wants to fill 50,000 new positions in the United States, and it's hosting a giant job fair next week to prove it. The event, scheduled for August 2nd in a dozen locations around the country, shows Amazon is pushing to really fulfill its hiring pledge, the one that's targeted for mid-2018 that says the online retailer will swell to around 300,000 compared to 30,000 in 2011. Let's get the very latest. Joining us now, patching in from San Francisco, is the Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens. Hey, Laura.
Hi.
So I guess when Amazon made this pledge to hire 130,000 full and part-time workers, it was serious. And at these fairs, they'll actually be hiring people on the spot. What kind of jobs are they looking to fill?
Well, so it's mostly warehouse jobs.
Okay.
When you put an order in to Amazon, it will typically go to their warehouse. Somebody there will pick and pack your order, ship it off to you. And then actually there's a second round of warehouses called sorting centers where people will take those packages, sort them, and get them to the right carrier, be it UPS, Amazon itself, or even the Postal Service. And so as a result, there's all these job openings. Amazon's been building a lot of these different warehouses, and that's what they're trying to fill.
So this type of work, logistics, are these workers in demand? Does Amazon have a strategy to grab and keep them? What's the current logistics labor market like?
It's really tight. So I talked to a labor market expert on logistics, and he was saying that for him, he works at one of the biggest staffing agencies for logistics. They're seeing unemployment rates that are so low that it's really difficult to find workers right now. It's actually the equivalent to the holiday peak season, which is when all these warehouses typically ramp up their hiring. So it's looking like it's going to be a very tight year for labor.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens about Amazon's big hiring event dubbed Jobs Day. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We know you well. You who became a multimillionaire at 43 and you who was born one. We know you who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune. And you no longer getting a paycheck, but not needing one either. And also you, who doesn't have to work, but can't help not to. You serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well. And that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for joining us. So 50,000 jobs seems like a really big number. Is it, though? Is it a bold number? Is it the usual super ambitious playbook from Amazon? Seems like they're keeping with the theme of go big or go home.
They announced back in January that they were hiring 100,000 full-time positions, mm-hmm. and then they also announced an additional 30,000 part-time. So they've said that this number's out there, but this is a lot of people to hire at one time. So it's for a lot of warehouses that are even opening in the next couple of months. So these are brand new jobs for the most part and new openings. I talked to the head of HR at Amazon, and he said that they have a strategy to try to attract enough workers because it will be competitive. He said that everybody has choices and they realize this. So they're trying to do competitive wages. They're offering benefits from day one when you start. And then they have other programs like a college tuition payment program. It pays for secondary education and needed career fields. So things like that they think will give them the leg up. They really want to make sure that they get enough people into these jobs.
So real quick before we go, what kind of jobs are these in terms of wages and the whole nine? And where are these events being held so people can find out?
Yeah, well, so they're being held from coast to coast in a dozen different locations. Most of them are warehouses, and a couple of them are just other event venues where they're going to be hiring for warehouses that aren't open yet. The jobs really range in pay. So, for example, I found a job in Florida that would be about $11 an hour. A job up in Baltimore would be paying closer to $13 or $14 per hour. So that's kind of the general wage range. And then, I mean, just for scope here so that you understand, I mean, Amazon already had about 180,000 U.S. employees at the end of the year. So this is really adding this 130,000 positions is really going to ramp up their hiring, and we're expecting that there'll be somewhere around 300,000 employees by mid-2018, which is their deadline for that hiring.
Well, looks like they're making some steady pace there. Laura Stevens, thanks as always.
Thanks.
For more on Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Stevens' coverage of Amazon, head to WSJ.com. So ends this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more insights, enable the Wall Street Journal skill on any device with Amazon Alexa. Get all of our podcasts, as well as the latest news and market updates. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.